Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. Last full day of summer, looks to be sunny. Looks like it'll be fall-like as we begin autumn tomorrow.
Clouds followed by partial sunshine today. Temperatures 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight were 45 to 50. Should be sunny and on the breezy side for tomorrow, but it remains cool. Highs 65 to 70. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 40 to 45. Sunny and a little bit warmer for Thursday. Temperatures, they'll get close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
Dubuque received 1 3/4 inch of rain overnight. Des Moines, 2.5 inches. The Quad Cities, 0.5 to 3/4 inch by midnight. The Rock Island County Health Department reports 100 new COVID-19 cases, raising the daily average for the past week to 45. But that's down from 63 the previous week. Despite the high number of new cases, there have been no new deaths in the county. 37 people are hospitalized with the virus, down from 44 a week ago. The average age of newly infected patients is 34. Genesis Health System reports a total of 41 people currently hospitalized due to COVID-19 in Davenport, Silvis, DeWitt, Maquoketa, and Aledo. 12 of them are being treated in ICUs. Most are age 60 and above, but the total includes 8 people between the ages of 20 and 50. The lawyer representing Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds in a federal lawsuit over mandatory mask use in schools has asked a judge to allow a temporary order that has allowed schools to implement mask mandates to expire next week. In its documents made public yesterday, the state cited testimonials from mothers of school-aged children who make unproven assertions that masks can harm children. The state provided testimonials from 3 women who said their children have medical issues that make mask wearing difficult for them. That included an Ankeny woman who said her son has asthma, and when he wears a mask, he doesn't receive an adequate amount of clean oxygen and is constantly breathing in germs, a claim not supported by science. A union that represents a couple of hundred frontline state employees in Illinois has come to an agreement with Governor J.B. Pritzker's office on his vaccine mandate for frontline state employees. But as Hannah Meisel reports, the state's largest public employee union is still resisting the mandate.
Pritzker announced in early August that he'd be mandating the COVID vaccine for state employees who work in settings like prisons, state-run mental hospitals, and veterans' homes. On Monday, the governor announced an agreement that covers about 260 employees in the state's prison system and juvenile justice department, with narrow exceptions for medical or religious objections. But the union that represents the vast majority of those workers is opposed to a blanket mandate, and instead wants its members to be able to opt out and do regular COVID testing instead. Pritzker has said he's not backing down from requiring congregate care workers to get vaccinated. The deadline for those workers to get their first dose is now mid-October. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Quad Cities residents will have the chance to help redesign the I-74 corridor in downtown Moline. The removal of the old I-74 bridge will leave vacant around 13 acres between 7th Street and the river, and the city will hold public meetings in the next month to learn what people want to do with the downtown space. Liz Nolte from Renew Moline says the city is considering many possible ideas, performance spaces, housing, restaurants, parks, and more.
Up until now, we really hadn't had an opportunity to expand to the river to really create something that draws people down here. You know, we know that recreation, the arts, are all really important. So we're hoping to really bring that area to life.
Nearly 75,000 vehicles use the I-74 corridor every day, and that number is expected to jump to 100,000 by 2035. That means the space has a lot of potential for economic development.
So we want to hear, you know, what do you think about creating a Heart of the Arts district? Do you want to see more trails? What's an idea that we're not thinking of that will really draw you downtown? And so our plea is just, you know, take part, come join us. We want to hear your ideas.
The first public meeting will be held next Tuesday at 6:30 at Heritage Church in Moline. And the second meeting will be Wednesday, October 6th at noon via Zoom. A new report has found Iowa is one of 16 states with an adult obesity rate over 35%. Natalie Krebs has more.
The annual report by the nonprofit Trust for America's Health found Iowa's rates of obesity in adults significantly jumped from 2019 to 2020. 36% of adult Iowans were considered obese last year. This means it's tied with Delaware for the seventh highest rate in the country. Dara Lieberman is with Trust for America's Health. She says obesity rates differed along racial lines due to social and economic factors, with Black Iowans having higher rates than White and Latino Iowans.
In Iowa, if you're a Black adult, you have a higher risk of poverty and a lack of insurance. So those also put people at risk for obesity.
Lieberman says lawmakers need to push for more resources to be invested in combating obesity, as the condition is known to increase risk for many chronic conditions. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
In baseball, the High A Central playoffs begin tonight with the River Bandits facing the Colonels in Cedar Rapids. The Cardinals beat the Brewers 5-2. The White Sox lost to the Tigers 4-3. The Cubs host the Twins tonight. Monday Night Football, the Packers beat the Lions 35-17. I'm Jay Pierce.